5-0.
This is 115 million presentation, but reduce.
You reduce it.
Well,
I'm not a good student, so I have hard time to listen.
It's very good.
CDF came from the UBA, not just the CDF already came out.
I don't think that's the...
CDF, God has blessed our UBA, means it's so much that CDF came about. So CDF means the outcome of God's blessing upon our ministry. This is the reason we have to maintain, develop, and pass CDF ministry on to next generation. That's why CDF should be blessing to UBA. Because CDF came from UBA. So they belong to UBA. They must be blessing to UBA. Not just the CDF come about alone. Importance of CBM ministry is a succeeding generation. Succeeding generation. And education is our future. No education means no future. So that's very obvious one. So CBM ministry education. Third, spiritual discipline and training in young ages. In the teenager is very hard. College is but young is spiritual discipline. 414 window movement focus on global mission. Here we know that 414 window is one of our present world mission strategy. Before was a 30-40 window world mission strategy. That means geographically latitude 30 and 40, that between is a population, most of the population is that good geographically live there. So we focus on that geographical mission and focus on not just that the equator or the North Pole or that kind of thing. So they have a good play. But there is a lot of trouble coming because they have to train many age groups mission. They go young and old, middle school, all kind of people we have to take care of. So they switch this one gradually, 414 generation. That means age 4 through 14 years old, that window, we say. The reason why, because this is an easy Muslim country or something, Africa or Latin America, they have not much education system, school, no school. So they build up school and teaching along with the school subject, the Bible. In that way they can grow teaching. So now the world mission strategy is changing to young, 4 years old to 14 years old. And really, especially Muslim countries, they have not much school. So missionary went there, they build the school. They welcome their one. So in that way, they can somehow go in the priest of gospel. So that's the strategy change. And also, this is a 414. Young people train them, their learning go through their whole life. So that is really focus on they change their 414 window Now this one is Latin and Central Asia and Africa. There's a lot of things going on this one, changing that. Mission strategy. Global vision. And this CBL is a long-term goal and vision, not just a short-term goal, it's a long-term. So that's why this is the CBL ministry, it's an important matter. If there is no CBL, that means that ministry not much has a work of God. That is an obvious one. If the work of God is going well, there's a lot of sheep, low shepherds, and they marry children and grow. Continuously, not just stop there, only high school, no CBL, there is something there. So this is CBL is kind of a barometer, we can check it, something that way. So how to divide? 1, 3, 3, maybe. 4 to 5, preschool. 6, 13, primary. 14, 17, secondary. 18 plus college. So we must train from age 1. That is things I want to emphasize. Based on ages, 1 through 13, the CBL. 14 through 17, the HBF, High School Bible Fellowship, the University Bible Fellowship. Because Chicago education system, Illinois system, there is a junior high, but city, there is no junior high. That's the 1 through 4 to 8, the same school. So we develop that way. And also that's the 414, that's the window encourage us. That's our CBL system is just fitting there. It's because that is a very important reason I want to explain later. So children education here, we think about CBL and HBL. Yeah, it's all together. This is a children's education.
Korean English called JBL. There is no MBL page there.
Yeah, I explain next one. There are 7 divisions. Baby Bible Fellowship, ages 1 through 6. And preschool, 1 through 6. The PBL, Washington area, they say PBL. Elementary School Fellowship, EBF, that is a Korea, 6 through 11. Mm-hmm. Children Bible Fellowship is a 1 through 13. Mm-hmm. And Middle School Bible Fellowship, this one?
Push the
yes.
Okay. Middle School, the 12 to 15. Junior High, 13 to 14. High school, 15 to 18. It doesn't matter, it's dividing according to your convenience, they divide. Okay. This is very important things here. I explain this one. Here is a based on maturity progress, children. 1 through 13 years old, formation done 85%. This formation is 85%. And 14 to 17, 10%. And 18 plus years, 5%. So, based on this one, we look at that. Where we have to emphasize our education. Usually, CBA for age, no problem come up. There is some problem, but mostly teenager time is a problem comes. Teenager time. They think that, oh, we have to put in focus on teenage ministry. But teenage already, this one already filled up 85-95%. That's a healing their percentage is just 10%. That's why taking care of teenagers is very hard. And college, we experience everybody. We're feeding sheep at the college. 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, still. Because they already fixed up their brain. They all build up heavy. That's them. So, not because I am a CBF teacher, it's a very important CBN ministry. It's 1 through 13 years old there, 85%. So, I'm asking pastor or that director, really install that the best teachers in CBF ministry. Even though they don't want to go the CBF teacher because, oh, that looks like a funny word or something. But that is the most important part of our life. You know, Korean proverb there, 3 years habit, 3 years old habit, go to 80 years old.
Yeah.
That is true. This is really prove that. We have to educate this one. Year one. You think about Moses. Where he got the education? His mom. I think in one year, two, 3 years, I think that area. He couldn't understand, he couldn't hear anything, but he knew how. One time there's a Chicago, when the Wheaton professor came, John Armstrong, do you remember John Armstrong?
Yeah.
He came and said that, I'm training my children from age one. So I asked him, how come age one he can train? How he understand? He said, he had 2 daughters. One is, you know, how to train? The milk bottle, give to it. God is the creator. Every time giving milk bottle, God is creator. God is creator.
Who made you?
And change the diaphragm. Who made you? Who made you? In the way he chose.
Mm-hmm.
One become pastor, one become pastor's wife.
Mm-hmm.
He told me. This is a successful ministry. Have a success thing. It's a talk about tomorrow night, about that family discipleship. So, here we must focus on all mothers and all this church have to focus on this education from age one.
Mm-hmm.
Age one. Yeah. So because of this one. Here. So based on this fact, CBF ministry is family education plus CBF education. So this 1 through 6 years old, they are staying at the home, right? So it's a family education need here. They need family education. This one. At the same time, CBF education. These two things plus is a CBF ministry. BBF and CBF.
So does that mean you have a class for parents?
Hmm?
Does that mean parent class?
No.
What is, oh, you mean like home education?
Right, that's right.
So how can the parents know what to do? Like many parents, their parents were not Christians. So how can they know what to do at home?
If a parent is a non-Christian, then...
No, not parents not Christian, but maybe the parent is Christian,
mm-hmm.
but their parents were not Christian. You know, like,
they
were not raised up in the church, but mm-hmm. then how can they educate their children?
We can, BBM, at the BBM, teachers train their parents.
Oh, so from BBF the parent.
Yes, yes.
So, like, they must attend.
Yeah. Because they, BBF, they have parents bring have children, right?
Yeah.
Parents, baby cannot come by themselves. Parents come together, sit together. So, using that time, teacher train their parents.
I see.
Yeah. We have to use every opportunity.
They're teaching the parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
Yeah, that was my question.
Okay.
Okay, there is 0 to 3 BBM. Okay. And then all the parents, they have to stay. He's saying that all the parents have to stay there.
Because of baby cry, so they have to stay there.
We give them book reading, book reports.
The parents?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, once a month, parents.
Meeting, yeah.
Wow. So, actually, I studied elementary education, mm-hmm. and most of your habit is formed 0 to 2 years old.
Right.
So if you didn't train your kid, mm-hmm. 2 years old, like...
Oh, you are a teacher, though. You can utilize that. So.
No, I don't have any experience, but I just learned the knowledge. Zero to two, and then also 0 to 6 is like the most important for developmental. Yeah.
So that's why you get the Korean power. 3 years of the habit of training. Korean is 2 years
old. Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's true, because in your first 2 years of life, you learn habits and then attachments.
Yeah.
So you learn to obey or not to obey, and then you learn about attachments and things like that.
So that changed me.
I started from zero. When I breastfeed her, crave spiritual milk.
So, in Chicago, TBS has some kind of prayer topic that we can train all that's before marriage, before marriage, girls, students, as a CBF teacher, so that they marry with the other chapter, and they go start with the CBF. In that way, we can export that CBF letter. But it's not easy, second generation teaching. It's not easy. So we pray that one.
Wow. You have like a big vision.
Yeah, we have just not one thing. We have one thing, then we have two, three things together. Otherwise, how can we do? We have to, this whole world, we have to look at the whole world. So, yeah. Okay. Let's go. Okay, the purpose of CBM ministry. What is the purpose of CBM ministry? They are not taking closer mission. They are in the Luke 2:52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Children's purpose was to be favored with God and man, not taking closer mission like us. So here is when Jesus grew in wisdom. That's happening. In favor with God. In favor with man at the same time. It is possible, not because Jesus is a God. We can find out here. If we favor with God, sometimes we cannot favor with man. When we favor with man, we cannot favor with God. That is our dilemma. Our dilemma. Huh? We want to be good. But Bible said, not my saying, Bible said, in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52. That is our CBF keyword. So how? Very good question. How? That's a definite answer. When children grow. When children grow. Here, look at that. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Jesus grew. The author of Luke's gospel say that Jesus grew. He didn't say Jesus is from the baby God. He didn't say. But Jesus grew. So that means he grew in wisdom and stature. Then children could be favor, can be favor with God and man. So here is what we can think about. By spiritual education. This here is growing, that means spiritual education. With what? Here we can see it. With what? The number one, in wisdom, the word of God. Number two, in stature, flexible container of mind and heart. It's very interesting word here. This stature, the flexible container, mind and heart. Our body is gone, our soul in heaven, right? But if we don't have a body, we don't have a mind and heart. If we don't have a body, we don't have a mind and heart, right? So, this heart body have to grow. However, one thing is clear that it's a flexible. Even body big, mind and heart is not big. Shallow, small. Even though stage is small, but heart is big, like a Pacific Ocean. This is a flexible. This one have to grow, have to be grown with wisdom and stage. If your children grow in the wisdom, in the word of God and stature, this flexible container of mind and heart, they can be favored with God and man. So therefore, CBF is the Jesus school that helps children to grow in Jesus. Children to grow in Jesus. Okay, the essential of CBM ministry. Bible study and worship service. That's the essential. Second, faith building program. I will explain this one by one. Third, parents partnership. These three things in CBM ministry, the most essential. Each one is very important. Okay, let's go. One by one. Bible study and worship service. Bible study. Yeah. Bible study enables children to know who God is, who Jesus is, and what God's history is. Through this learning, children found themselves in the flow of God's work and history. It's like a ship. They study Bible, they know who is God, who is Jesus, what is God's history. So, Bible study is essential. Secondly, it's a worship service. Everybody know about, we have to redefine the worship service. Worship service helps children to come to God and have devotion to Him. Also, it brings commitment, loyalty, obedience, affection, thanksgiving, and service to God. So, here is a Bible study and worship service. Quite different one, but we need essentially both of them. Like adult need, children also need this one. So that they can, according to Bible study, they have a knowledge and using that the worship service commit to God and dedicate. Second, for this Bible study worship service, we need many things. First, for this purpose, teacher is a teacher. But this teacher is not a public school teacher. This teacher has three roles. Number one is a teacher's role, just to pass on knowledge. Second one is a shepherd role. Shepherd role means saving life. Because these children are also sinners. So I have to say, third, they still at home, so they need parents' love. So their teacher must be teacher, shepherd, and parents. So for this, faithful. This teacher must be faithful. One time my title is always a substitute teacher because Chicago CBF has 20 teachers. So every week, one or two teachers absent. So I always go in substitute. I have no regular class, only substitute. But the some class, the teacher is come and go. They say, oh, where's our teacher? Our teacher. That's a hard thing. So teacher must be faithful. Second, that's responsible. Knowledgeable. He cannot say, oh, I don't know, maybe I will let you know later. That kind of thing is unacceptable to children. And loving, humble heart. Oh, you are children, I am teacher, that is not good. We have to be humble. The same level, respect, And saving soul, parents or her, role model. If that's the last one, it's very important, role model. Children look at their teacher, want to be like a teacher. So should be role model. For this, required teacher's education ongoing, teacher training, workshop or seminar, and teacher's conference. In Chicago, we have a teacher's conference once a year, and book report. We cannot send a teacher training because there is no school for teacher training. And also, even if they have, it's very expensive. So each church is very hard to spend that kind of money. So we bought the book like this, not this one book report we use, but bought book and give the teacher and let them read. But the teacher is busy, many things, so we said, we have a book report meeting. Then they have to read. If they read, they can use that in their class. So we just find a good book, let them read and digest and utilize to CBM ministry. So book, this is a very effective one we use. And curriculum writing, we use a next curriculum we explain about curriculum writing, teachers networking. This developing process forms new leadership in the church as well. Not just the fellowship leader is a leader, but CBN teacher also, because they all went through this vigorous training and everything every week, they are the new leader. So we have to encourage them, you are the leader. The most difficult thing, I lecture this one, they already come, how can you recruit a teacher? Because they all came 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. So I said, I'm a 36 year. Oh, how come you have a 36 year teacher? Because it's not easy to maintain 1 year CBF teacher. Mm-hmm. So when went through this one, they are the leader, church leader, real leader. Because they all went through. So this is another case of a leadership training, church leader training. And second thing, first is teacher, second thing is curriculum. Because children cannot understand this Bible well. They need their own book. So they have to rewrite this whole curriculum. So Bible center has to be Bible center. Easy to understand. Doable practice. Systematic. Need to update and revise. Guide and reference for teacher. Because our teachers are all one-to-one Bible teacher and shepherd. They are parents and job and everything. So they have not much time to prepare CBF the lesson. So in the curriculum, we put it in for their purpose, reference and guide, so that they just read about that, because they are Bible study, Bible teacher, they know pretty much about and guide and reference, they just immediately go in CBF class and teach. For that, we made special focus on. Because this generation is a complaining generation, we focus on thankful part. This generation is obedience. Selfishness, giving life. Leadership, service to God. It's a Christian leadership is not just the overloading, but serve. So from young age, we have to train them, serve others. That is a leadership in Christian life. So, learning mind. If they don't have a learning mind, they cannot grow. So, this CBF school is a growing school. So, they must have a learning mind, encourage. In this kind of five subjects, we encourage, right, that curriculum. Third, we need a messenger. Right? Worship service is a messenger. Delivery of God's word with a single point. You can have 2 points or 3 points. Part one, part two, part three. but the CBM message should be part one, only one. Very clear. Use easy and simple words. Understandable, encouraging. Encouraging, not just rebuking. That's a to children is encouraging. It's very required. And the most important thing is connect with the children. If a children message is boring, if a 3 minute is boring, not changing, they begin to move around. So messenger look at the podium, children move around, oh, my message is boring. Otherwise, that atmosphere is ruining that one. So CBM message must connect with the children. So what is what? Here, interactive skill, not one-sided preaching, but passion, and they answer, question and answer, in the way, interactive. And now it's very good with this audio and visual method, PowerPoint. That is a very good thing to children education. So connect with children. I think it's adult worship service also have to connect with the congregation. Otherwise, it's not really good thing. So that part. The require for teacher training, messenger training, book report, director book report, role model. Because in Chicago we have 8 messengers. Some of them CBF teacher, but some of them, the 2/3 is outside of CBF, even Pastor Kevin deliver message. So they need the teacher training, even though they are pastor or something else, but serving CBA, that means they are all teachers, teacher training need. And messenger training will be called role model. Faith building program, that's very interesting, it's a new thing. Here, faith comes from practicing the word of God. Biblical program give children meaning, motivation, and encouragement to follow Jesus, and enable them to participate in God's work. Because children's understanding is limited, so they have to participate in some kind of program related to the Word of God. So that through doing that one, they realize what the Word of God is. That's the main point. Without children, this program is like an adult worship service. That's it. So they don't understand at all. So for this, we have a very interesting thing. Special worship is the Christmas worship service, our own, maybe Sarah didn't know. Bible-oriented, we have a Bible Olympic 1 and 2, reviewing Bible study 2 times per year, and a Bible memorization contest, 200 Bible verses in CBF years. So, we are not just teaching Bible, we have tests for them, 2 times per year. Every 6 months, so that how much they understand how our teaching method is right. Mm-hmm. And also kind of some evaluation about teachers. Because their teachers teaching class not much progress, we know that there is something. So that is the kind of we can measure, because we have a training teacher, we have to do something their way to encourage. And Bible memorization contest is a very good one. Every year we have a 8 year time, have a 200 Bible verses memorization. So average around 25 every year. So when they graduate, 200 Bible verses memorized. So Bible Olympic, we made the awarded medal, gold medal, silver, bronze. And Bible memorization contest, we make a trophy so that we can encourage children to memorize Bible verses. Vacation Bible school. We have a 5 days vacation Bible school right after vacation starts. using vacation for Bible study, outreach activity, and bring their children in Bible school, raising teachers and messenger. We use our high school HBA member as a messenger and teacher. So in that way, we recruit them as a future teacher and messenger. And parents prepare the lunch. So in that way, parents participate. Summer Bible Conference. We have a 2 nights, 3 days of Summer Bible Conference every year. Maximum Bible study and maximum fun. This is our summer conference catchphrase. That's everybody has. Usually UBF is a conference, is a maximum Bible study, right? So children, if you study maximum Bible, they don't go to conference at all. So we say, maximum Bible study, maximum fun. How can I do that? There's a way. We need, before going to conference, 1 week, prayer meeting. At that time, we studied Bible, all conference Bible passages. And they wrote a testimony there at the home and share there. We selected several good testimony they can share at the conference after their message. Mm-hmm. In that way, we can give a maximum Bible study at the conference. Okay, you just go. Play and swimming and everything. After that, the message delivery. Mm-hmm. In that way, we can encourage. So they really like it. They really like it. So this was through this, and also particularly experience world mission. We are divided group, 4 or 5 group children, those who are going to conference. We only take a 3rd grade above children taking, not the 1 to 2 grade, because they are too small. It's very hard. So they came, I want to go. Why you don't know? Let me go. I said, because you don't know, you don't know how to write testimony. And then next day, they brought testimony. You should write it, I brought testimony. So anyway, so if you will really want to come, your parents must come. Then parents, no, I. It's very hard to take care of first and second grade, so yeah. We limited that one. So we divided 4 or 5 groups and give them world mission project in the like Russia, Germany, Korea, or around our UBA world. Those are work of God is going on. Assign them that their leader will be 8th grader. So 8th grader, they email as a overseas director. What is your prayer topic? What is your drawing sheet name and everything? Mm-hmm. And they make a that's a one program. Mm-hmm. Even some kind of a play, a movie, or with their custom, their original, their nation custom, and what the geographical they want, and how that the work of God start and is going on, prayer topic. So they have within a time, 45 minutes each team. Mm-hmm. So they really work hard vacation time. So in that way, they have a world mission mind from there, because they don't know a world mission at all. So we put it in that kind of program there so that they can know about world mission. So, and we evaluate and give an award, so they really work hard. And leadership training, 8th grader is a leader. They are all taken care of well. Co-working, independent training, regional gathering. Because of that, is Wisconsin is a Milwaukee team many times came. This year also, that Zechariah, he came. And this time, there's a Shippensburg. One family came, 5 members, 3 children and 2 parents, driving 9 hours. They participate. They said, we want to come next year too. So in that way, we encourage other, that's our regional is a chapter to participate children. And cultural thing, volunteer Valentine for Jesus. You know this one very well. We are giving the, some postcard or letter. They can write to Jesus, love Jesus. And Hallelujah Light Festival. You know this one, eh? Very well. Halloween Day, mm-hmm. we have a children, have a game in our church, and give all candy there, so that they may not go out with the dangerous custom, but they had a, like a holy custom, shepherd custom, so we also selected a good custom, give award, so they really worked hard. Yeah. In that way, we wanna eliminate this Halloween Day in America within 20 years. So that is our prayer topic. And relief activity. Your children, our children must know they have to something giving to others. Because their old parents provide many things they don't know at all. So we help them to give something to needy people. So every year, we New Year come, we give a piggy bank to them, every children. We purchase and give to every children. And we write down that for Jesus and Jesus people. So when they look at their piggy bank, they bring the, some coin there. So Christmas time, they bring up. So that is a pile up around around $800 or $600. We don't use offering. That's really their own money. So in that way, we can send this one to Africa, buying some animals, like a goat or a chicken and something, so that we can help others practically. Not just studying just to help others, but practically. In that way, we can help them. And outreach program, inviting friends, neighbors. We accumulate all years, children bring the friend. How many bring? Those are most bring children we awarded at the end of the year. So in that way, we can encourage that the children to bring their children. And street cleaning and other things. And music discipline. We have a CBF disciples for us every week they send CBF orchestra and sing preparation team. We all as a CBF in that way they can participate as well. And physical discipline, all kind of sport, language discipline, foreign language. We are trying to Korean language, but nowadays not many volunteers, so it's really stop us. This is a global age. Children must speak foreign language, so we want to encourage that. And others, New Year keepers, January, baptism after Bible memorization. It's a Bible memorization of our 7th or 8th grader. They memorize Apostles' Creed, 10 Commandments, so they are qualified to be baptized. So in that way, we can encourage, before graduating as a CBF, they can receive the baptism. And confess Jesus as a personal savior and publicly declare. Graduation, New Year's school year, September, Christmas card sending to mission. This is another one. We, in order to build up the world mission vision, we give a Christmas card to all children before around December 1st so that they can write to our mission. Usually nowadays we wrote all American missionaries who are sent from America to other. And in that way, we can participate in world mission. Celebrating children's birthday. And then lastly, everything for children, but teachers' conference is only for teachers. For appreciation to teachers' service and improving teachers' quality and enhancing teaching methods for spiritual benefit for children. So in this teacher's conference, we have a book report and also some special lecture. This year, we want to invite Samuel G.D. from Ottawa and talk about this writing testimony. In that way, we can train teachers so that they can train children how to write testimony. So every year we have a different focus that, so that we can give some teacher some idea to improve. And also appreciation. This teacher is really working hard, so we really appreciate their service. We cannot pay, but we just go make food and something. So third part is the most important part, parents partnership. According to studies, children stay at home more than 16 hours a day and attend CBF less than 5 hours per week. This is the reason that parents should be partners for children's education with teachers and role models for their children. This is a third grade standard. Children stay 16 hours per day. So that is per year, that means around more than 5,000 hours. And CBA is just 5 hours per week, 250 hours. So this mathematically cannot match. CBA is nothing. Parents teaching is the most important matter here, mathematically. So parents must be partner this one. From their parents' education come out this one. So parents partnership. Faith at the home, not just at the church, but at the home. We have to faith home. Take faith to home, Bible study binder. We give a Bible study binder to children per year. They find out every week and then bring it home. So parents look at them so that teacher and parent can communicate. Teaching Bible truth, catechism. We are teaching the catechism here in this one. CBL worship Bible study passage. Parents partnership, family devotion, family worship, sing spiritual song, Bible reading, writing testimony, sharing prayer topic, prayer, participating in God's work together, discipling for own children, teaching them to obey everything Jesus commands, children's family networking, parents teachers meeting and seminary. Seminar, teaching, teachers calling, visiting and writing letter or email to the parent. That's very essential nowadays. And lastly, is a triangle relationship. I have to explain and finish our meeting. The teacher, children, teacher, parent. It's like a triangle here. In order to carry our beloved children to God's perspective, we have to use CBF as a powerful vehicle. That teacher may be front wheel to drag, and parents should be rear wheel to support. With this triangle relationship, this children's ministry grow and successful. Without this teacher and parent, it's a kind of a limbo. Not really successful growing. So I got the idea about the teachers and parents education coming from this parents partnership. When I faced this kind of thing, I began to thought about how to improve this one. This one is came up that teacher and parents education. So I call it TNP education, teacher and parent education. So that's about that. I'm sorry that. Or 5 minutes before 10. So you have a question?
It's really good.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I think the CBF is a good. I think the children, they're more spiritual than us. I said, oh, I need to read the Bible more. Memorize scripture. So if we are to be an example for our children, then we should do better than them.
Yeah.
So that's what I learned.
There is a, you know, there is a one stone, two bird. If we educating parents, have a one stone, two bird. Parents is a stand form, and then children grow well. So we do one stone, two.
Yeah. So you focus more on the parents.
Easy. Yeah, mostly,
That's really good. I have a question. So, who are mostly the teachers for the CPR? You said something to me, our students are teaching them too, but mostly who are CPR teachers?
Okay. Most candidate is mother. Because the mother has a motherly love. They are good quality. Need some father too. We use some second generation. There are many kind of second generation. Chicago homegrown up second generation, CBS grown up second generation, they are good. We use that and they are teaching good. But some other place grown up and come to Chicago, some college there, we use. Their idea is good. Passion is good. But there's not sufficient strength to push on, continue. That's the 2-3 months. We have, So 1 year we have four teachers in the middle of the year. Four teachers. That is mostly second generation. We had a hard time with four class in the middle of the year. So from that time on, we don't want to use a second generation much. We have to use, but it's not consistent. Consistent. This old man is like me. It's not new idea because this is old. Not much, you know, new and sharp, but some kind of consistent, faithful. This one, so I realized it's a new idea and consistent together. Come together. Young and old have to be together. But the young people don't like old people. So that's the problem. So, but my idea is have to be harmoniously combined. Young and old. And man and woman. The mostly idea is mother is very good teacher. So everywhere, when I went to London, they have a 20 member, all together 20 member, but I surprised that they have 25 children. So they are all teacher and all parents. So it's like you here, the parents' education and teachers' education together. So the small chapter can be all parents and that's a teacher all together, combined together. So that they take a 1 week, one actor.
Yeah, in Milwaukee, we have most children study Bible with their parents, like their one-to-one Bible study. So I think that's really good.
But and also it's a CBF need because they have some kind of unity.
Yeah,
that is the essential too. We have to the Bible study with parents. That is the most. But also, CBF have some kind of a unity over this one. They need, Not the main part, but the parents' part is the main part.
The Bible study with parents and the merged service, maybe.
With CBF.
Because Bible study and then helps us to
join that's the right idea.
The merged service helps us to dedicate, commit our life and heart to God. So I think we are doing both. The CBF, when we have growing children, growing CBF children, so we need to have them praying.
So we only have one CBF child, Paul.
Paul and Andrew,
No, Andrew is still BBF. He's two. He's not BBF. So we have three BBF children, four BBF children. No, two. Two BBF, Amber and Andrew, and only one CBF. Paul.
Remember, in old three. And today, you know, it's eye-opening in learning experiences, because when they are in this, between 0 and 3, 85% are formed in 85%. So language is important for us. 0 to 13?
0 through 18, 85%. No, 0 to 14.
So how it's important for us to really focus on city children, young children.
Even one.
Not even one.
Paul is so precious. Paul and Paul, there's Paul, Pastor Paul, and little Paul.
So, and then we should focus on civic ministry. Because about 85% are in the brain, in the habits, and their character are formed in their mind.
Yeah, I guess if we don't have many children, we should invite their friends, and then we can make a TBF.
Yeah. We can start from one, the importance of one TBF, we start with one person. Yeah, so I think it would be good for the mission Peter and Esther to think about it, and then you can be start with the mission Esther. And build and from there.
When I was in Korea, when I was, my first Bible student was TBF, Keith. So one of Shepherd's daughter, she was first grade in religious, religious school. So that really helped me to put the responsibility. I started having a sense of responsibility because I had to teach the Bible. So, I mean, that just came up from my mind that what if we recruit our Bible students to teach our children?
Yeah.
Well, maybe also one side of what's being said to me was just a responsibility to learn the Bible students. So, I just remember how we worked out for it. Because we had to be at EBF at the time, and then she was sort of there to
Any other questions? So, thank God for excellent presentations and those very good knowledge experience. So that this will challenge us to really think about it, how to educate our young children. So let's take your hands.
Thank you for your listening. It's a late hour, but we've listened. Thank you very much. And also, I'm thankful that you gave us, gave me an opportunity to share. Even sharing is important, but those who are listening is the most important part. I hope that this presentation may give us something benefit for the Milwaukee and our parents. So the main focus is tomorrow night with the family discipleship.
Oh.
That is a really main part of my presentation. And so tomorrow maybe many people may come, even future parents, future parents, and so that they can hear. So as many as parents participate as family disciples, our church becomes strong. So that is things I know feeling appeal to you. So you can pray and finish up.
Sure.